Money Manager on Money FM 89.3.
It seems that a lot of us prefer working for ourselves. Over the years, many Singaporeans, including us youths, have begun opening up their own businesses, be it physically or online. But what does it really take for one to start a business here in Singapore? We spoke to Mr. Dennis Toh as well as Ms. Rachel Wong to find out what it was like for them when they started their businesses. Dennis is an actor, media personality, and tutor at several tertiary institutions. Before all that, he owned Feet Haven Reflexology, a foot massage parlor located in Katong. His experience taking over the business made him realize the different costs that come with starting a business.
Especially for brick and mortar setups, there are a lot of hidden costs. For example, the commission that you pay to the agent, not forgetting a lot of setup costs like utilities. So we have to be very meticulous about the expenses.
Dennis mentioned how he was able to tap on the Productivity and Information Credit Scheme, which not only helped digitalize his business, but also offset some of the costs. He believes that businesses should make full use of the different grants available.
I think a lot of public funds are given by the government to help all these employers. So I think for young people, you know, if you can get it, just go and grab it.
For Rachel, she decided to drop out of university to devote all her time to her own store located in Citygate called Groundworks, which offers thrifted and reworked clothings. At a young age, she had limited resources to start her business. However, by following the lean startup model, she was able to cut some of her startup costs.
For the lean model, instead of getting every single thing that you need, we scale it down to what we think that needs the bare minimum. For example, like a table, buying secondhand racks. So instead of going like the full professional range, we start up from like a very, very small and bare minimum.
You can learn more about starting a business through online resources like websites such as enterprisesg.gov.sg or even through networking and learning more from other established entrepreneurs. Like the words of American entrepreneur Scott Belsky, it's not about ideas, it's about making ideas happen.
Money Manager is a collaboration by the students of School of Business of Temasek Polytechnic and Money FM 89.3.